1 year ago today, a tropical storm tore into Puerto Rico. Hurricane Maria turned out to be one of the worst disasters in the island's history.
This storm was the mother storm. It changed the whole island, and it changed every single person in it.
The people help each other. And for me, Maria, is the most beautiful lesson is we trust in us.
But you're going to do the anniversary of Maria, it should be the un-anniversary.
But this monster unified us.
This monster unified us. Those voices are from our friends at The Takeaway. They've been on the ground in Puerto Rico all week. Host Tanzina Vega says a full year after the storm hit, the destruction caused by Hurricane Maria is still easy to see.
San Juan looks a little bit worn down and the rest of the island looks a little bit weathered. And I'm imagining that's just reaction to the storm, but it might also be because people are still waiting for insurance payments to be able to take care of their homes and rebuild. There's still a lot of rebuilding going on. There's a lot of concern about FEMA. There are some spray painted signs that say, you know, FEMA is not the solution. The solution is self-governance. And so we're seeing that as emerge as a theme.
I know you're no stranger to Puerto Rico. What were you not expecting to see or hear when you started talking to people there about what they're feeling as they hit this 1 year mark?
Well, there were a couple things. One was the challenge to the status quo, right? Often in Puerto Rico and among the Puerto Rican community, we talk, there's usually a question of either statehood. Do we do that or do we remain this sort of free associated state, right? A commonwealth. And this idea that, you know, maybe it's none of those things. Maybe it's a question of us taking care of each other and taking care of ourselves, you know, regardless of what the political structure is. There's a lot of people that are really focused on what they can do right here and now. The other thing that was interesting was the reconnecting of the diaspora, right? This idea that there are twice as many Puerto Ricans on the mainland as there are on the island of Puerto Rico. I'm talking about 5 million plus in the continental United States and a little over 3 million here on the island of Puerto Rico. These two communities are now beginning to realize that they really need each other. There's always been that connection, but I think this has really resurfaced and reconnected the diaspora, the broader diaspora of Puerto Ricans who on the mainland, for example, who can exercise political power, right? Who can exercise their right to vote in elections, unlike Puerto Ricans who live on the island. And so that was another thread that I wasn't expecting to necessarily come across.
Tanzina, I'd like us to hear from one of the many residents on the island that you've been speaking with. This is Omar Reyes. He's a law student at the Inter-American University of Puerto Rico. And it sounds like he had been toying with the idea of heading to the mainland after Maria, but then changed his mind.
I'm staying, definitely. Yeah, I'm staying. I'm not even playing with that idea anymore. Maybe at some point as a, you know, as a human being, I thought about my future. But I'm convinced that my future is in here, with my people, with my family, with my history. What we are actually doing here is trying to work out the creation of a new politics.
So, Tanzina, what does Omar mean when he says a new politics, and how popular is that idea?
It's actually very popular, particularly among young people and young grassroots activists that we were talking to. And it's similar. It sort of rings similar to me to what we're seeing in the United States mainland with movements like Black Lives Matter and the women's movement more largely. This idea that there's a little bit of a lack of a faith in traditional structures and traditional ways of governance. And so what these students are looking for is more of a communal sense of something that came out of the storm is that people felt like they were able to communicate, that they wanted to in ways that they hadn't before. They were forced to interact in ways that they hadn't before. And this idea that, you know, American independence and American individualism is something that really takes, you know, is a colonial holdover, I think, for many Puerto Ricans. And they were forced to reckon with the idea that, you know what, maybe we don't have to think that way anymore.
So what does all this mean for the conversation about independence or statehood right now? Because the last time I was down in Puerto Rico 2 years ago, I went to grocery stores. It seemed like the island was completely dependent on, like, Dominican Republic for frozen plantains. I mean, you can grow those plantains in Puerto Rico. Why aren't they there? And how can you become independent if all those dependencies exist?
What you just described is exactly the question that the people we talk to are trying to reckon with and rectify in many ways. You know, to be honest, more than 80% of the food on the island is imported. And that's something that a lot of people are hoping to change.
Tanzina, on this 1 year anniversary, tell me about just the day to day making ends meet, finding the food you need and want. I mean, how hard is life right now in San Juan where you are?
Overall, things are moving along. There are streetlights that are out, so people are still directing traffic and trying to keep peace out there. But the infrastructure is coming back. It's not back 100%. And again, there are also a lot of shuttered storefronts, businesses that have shortened hours. We were hearing actually from a cab driver who's telling us that some of the biggest hotels in Puerto Rico, including the Caribe Hilton and the Ritz-Carlton, have not reopened. So there's movement and there's tourism, but I think there's still a little ways to go.
Tenzina Vega, the host of The Takeaway all this week in San Juan, Puerto Rico. Thanks for being with us for a few minutes today, Tenzina.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.